ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 17 वर्स नंबर 31। यदसो छंदसाम लोकम आरोक्षन ब्रह्मविष्टपम् गुरवे विन्यसे देहम् स्वाध्याया अर्थम् बृहद्व्रतः। यदसो छंदसाम लोकम् आरोक्षन ब्रह्मविष्टपम् गुरवे विन्यसे देहम् स्वाध्यायार्थं बृहद्व्रतः। यदसो छन्दसां लोकम् आरुक्षन् ब्रह्मविष्टपम् गुरवे विन्यसे देहम् स्वाध्यायार्थं बृहद्व्रतः। गुरवे विन्यसे देहम् स्वाध्यायार्थं बृहद्व्रतः। यदसो छन्दसां लोकम् आरोक्षं ब्रह्मविष्टपम् गुरवे विन्यसे देहम् स्वाध्यायार्थं बृहद्व्रतः। यदसो छन्दसां लोकम् आरोक्षन् ब्रह्मविष्टपम् गुरवे विन्यसे देहम् माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग यदि इफ असो दैट स्टूडेंट छन्दसां लोकम् the Maharloka planet, Arokshan, desiring to ascend to Brahmavishtapam, Brahmaloka, Gurave, unto the Guru, Vinyaset, he should offer Deham, his body, Swadhyaya, of superior Vedic studies, artham for purpose, brahadvratah observing the powerful vow of perpetual celibacy. Translation: if the brahmachari student desires to ascend to the Maharloka or Brahmaloka planets, then he should completely surrender his activities to the spiritual master and observing the powerful vow of perpetual celibacy dedicate himself to the superior Vedic studies. Purport: one who desires the supreme perfection of life must engage his body, mind and words in the service of the bona fide spiritual master. One desiring elevation to the superior planets such as Brahmaloka and Maharloka must fully engage in the spiritual master's service. We can thus imagine the sincerity of purpose and service required to achieve the Krishna Loka planet, which lies far beyond the material universe. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. Today, we are reading 17th chapter. The title is Description of Varnashram System. From so many days we are hearing so many speakers describing the Varnashram System. Few days ago, Radhika Vala Prabhu gave nice class on how brahmachari should live in the guru's ashram, and Vishwarupa Prabhu gave very powerful class about what is actually our relationship with the guru and how we should be always conscious of this at all time. Today's verse is giving instruction in such a way that yadi aso means in the ashram of a guru, few may aspire for going to the higher planetary system. Even for that also they have to completely surrender to the spiritual master. So today's class will discuss 3 points. First, that while serving the guru, what should be our aspiration? Secondly, we'll see that what is the importance of following the instruction of spiritual master. And third, what happens when we don't do that. So to drive you to the first point, I'll tell you one story. Once upon a time there was a king who was very famous and attached to his hunting. So he used to go for hunting. The speciality was he used to go alone. So on one day he went for a hunting, and he for a long time he searched for the animal to kill, but he couldn't find any. So he became very upset that what is happening today, where are the animals. He was tired also. As he was thinking and moving in the thick jungles, suddenly one tiger jumped on him from the backside. He fell down from the horse, and the horse saw the tiger and ran away. Now the situation is, the king is alone with the tiger. And king sees that the tiger is also wounded and is very ferocious. And now he takes out his sword, but finds that actually the tiger has wounded his right arm, and he is a right-handed man. He is not Savyasachi like Arjuna, that expert in armory with both hands. Somehow, but it's his life and death, so he takes his sword, and it was about to, I mean, the tiger was about to jump on king. Suddenly four people come in between, the tiger and king, and they come with their sword and they kill the tiger. And this king becomes very obliged to these four men. He says, "You actually saved my life, otherwise I would have been finished today." They said, "You come tomorrow to my palace and I will give you reward." Four of them next day go to the palace, and first time in their life they see the opulence, such a big palace, and they become overwhelmed. And as king sees that these four people have come, he gets up and welcomes them, and before his whole ministers and kingsmen he openly thank them and glorify them. And then he says that, "Okay, now today I'll give you, each one of you can ask one boon from me, I'll fulfill that." So the four people become very happy. The first person says that, "You know, my dear king, I have never seen such a big beautiful house. Please make such a palace for me." He says, "Okay, no problem. Second person says, "I am a farmer. I have a land of 1 acre. So I have a desire, I always desired that I should have a big land, a 1 lakh acre land. Can you, so please give me." He said, "Okay, you can give, you can have that." Third person says that, "I always wanted to be working in such palace. Give me a good job." He says, "You be in my minister." Now when the fourth person's turn comes, he says that, "My dear king, I want to be with you, I mean, I want your permanent friendship. So be my friend and you can come to my house for a lunch." So when these three hears this, they actually laugh that, "What is this nonsense wish?" But when they see that nobody is laughing, they become sober, and the king asks his minister, "How can this be possible? So they suggest that, "You know, you have to give this fourth person everything. You have to make him of equal level. Give him a big palace, big land, and actually he should be working with you." So he says, "Okay, he's a very intelligent person. Make him my advisory minister." So I will come to this verse, how this story is connected with today's verse. We see that just as a association of a king or a wish from king is not easy, right? Similarly, a jiva who is roaming in this brahmanda, brahmanda bhramite kona bhagyavana jiva, guru krishna prasade paye bhakti lata, which is very rare. And if we have got this chance to serve Guru, so we should have an aspiration, a higher aspiration, right? But first three people, they asked the temporary results, which may be finished by the passage of time. But the fourth person knew that my permanent relationship with the king, I'm always being safeguarded. That's why it is said that yadi aso means not everyone will aspire for this. Few will aspire to go to Brahmaloka and the other loka. Of course, Brahmaloka and going to Maharloka, it's not so easy and it is not degraded, it's praiseworthy. But we see that it is also binding. Only sattva guna people only wants to go there. But they will also get bound by two things. Tatra sattvam nirmalatva prakashakam anamayam sukha sangena badnati jnana sangena janaga. So there also they will be bound by happiness and knowledge, because there is no sinful reaction. There will be pious people around and it is illuminating. They know what is their duty. But no guarantee they will be coming back. The fourth person knows that what is the situation. He knows Abrahma Bhuna Loka Punaravartino Arjuna. But Mamu Petitu Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. So he understood that this opportunity I cannot give up. So I should ask somehow permanent relationship with king. Similarly, a disciple should not aspire for any benediction which is worldly, but should ask for that permanent welfare. So just like fourth person took the full advantage of that situation, similarly the devotee who has, the word comes, who is sincere in his purpose, will always have a desire to have a permanent welfare. Will take full advantage of association of Guru. Now how can we understand what is at our full good advantage or the best advantage? We should know what is our Guru's goal. Where he wants to go. Where he wants to go, we should have aspire to go there, isn't it? So that brings us to the second point, what we are going to discuss today is, what is the instruction of the spiritual master? How it is very important to follow the instruction of spiritual master. During Prabhupada's preaching in West, when he wanted to establish three temples in India, so the one was in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan was from the very beginning, it is a very, the seasons are very strong season, you can say that. Hot summer, rainy, and then very cold atmosphere. So for Europeans and Americans, it is very difficult to stay there in summer season. So Prabhupada was always wanting to have someone who can stay there for a long time. And he was there in one temple where he recently has given sannyas diksha to many young boys. So once he saw that one young sannyasi coming to him, he immediately asked him, What is in your mind now? So he was a very genuine sannyasi. He said, Srila Prabhupada, Moraman Vrindavan. He said that, Prabhupada, I want to go to Vrindavan. I am hankering to go to Vrindavan. When will I go to Vrindavan? Because I have never seen Vrindavan. I only read. So all the time I am thinking that when will I go to Vrindavan? Prabhupada said, very nice. For next 2 years we will be in Vrindavan. So when he heard that, he was not expecting that. He was really shocked. He said, what, Prabhupada? He said, pack your bags, you are going to Vrindavan. They couldn't believe, but then he was very happy. And all the time he was thinking that now I am going to Vrindavan. There will be Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Yamuna, Govardhan, Brajabasis, peacocks, parrots, the Brajaraj, the trees, the fragrance of Vrindavan. So all he was on the cloud number 9, thinking now I am very happy. As soon as he reached the Krishna Balaram temple which was about to be constructed, Prabhupada said, your job is start working in construction.
So he started serving there. So whole day he was in that particular service. So he was very annoyed. And one day he went to Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, I came here not for this. Whole day I am arguing with these contractors and laborers. They are cheating, they are politics. I am not here for this. I came here for going to Radhakund and sitting there and whole day chanting and reading. Prabhupada said, why are you so attached to your sense gratification? He said, Prabhupada, you told us that meat eating, illicit sex, gambling, these are sense gratification. I am talking about devotional service, chanting. Prabhupada said that anything which is against the order of spiritual master is a sense gratification. He told him that, you know, if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instruction to Srila Haridas Thakur that you stay at one place, Puri, and chant whole day. That is instruction to him. And he said, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, you go to Vrindavan and establish your holy places. So if Haridas Thakur wouldn't follow that particular instruction, then that is his sense gratification. And also same to the Rupa and the Sanatan Goswami. So he gave a nice instruction to him that anything and everything which goes against the instruction of the Guru is sense gratification. But this sannyasi couldn't follow that. He resigned from the post and started chanting and then eventually he left. Now this third point, we come to third point, how that yadi aso chandasam lokam. So for instance, if you say that if somebody goes also to Brahmaloka and Maharloka, and if he doesn't follow there the instruction of spiritual master, he cannot go to Vaikuntha Loka. The third line says in purport, you can thus imagine how the sincerity of purpose and service is required to achieve Krishna Loka. It is very important to follow the instruction of spiritual master, otherwise we cannot go to Krishna Loka. There is one episode in Srimad Bhagavatam where this has been seen. We know that when Lord Brahma was given charge of procreation, first Chatush Kumar came and he ordered them that you fill the whole world with the people, the Praja, procreation, do the procreation. We can't do that. So the Chatush Kumar disobeyed their guru and father, Brahmaji, the first order, and they couldn't do that. And eventually what happened? Even they reached Vaikuntha Loka, they couldn't enter. So this is third canto, 15th chapter, where Brahmaji explains this Chatush Kumara's going to Vaikuntha, and Srila Jiva Goswami gives a commentary to this particular section. This is Bhagavat Sandarbha. He explains that why Chatush Kumars are being stopped by the Jai Vijay. He gave there are two reasons. He says first was that they could enter the six gates, but not seven, because they were not the pure devotees. They were self-realized. So, they were not the pure devotees, that's why. So, as we see in the progress in devotional service, Adho Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tata Bhajan Kriya Anarsa Nivritti Nishta Ruchi Asakti Bhava Prem. So, they were not pure devotees, they have not yet reached to the Bhava and Prema. So, Jay and Vijay stopped them. And second reason Jiva Goswami gives that they were not properly dressed to enter Vaikuntha. they were naked. So, the as Jai Vijay stopped Chatush Kumar, they gave an argument that we came to Vaikuntha where we see there should be equality and you were seeing duality. So you should be in material world where there is a duality. That's why they curse Jai Vijay. So Jai Vijay says that we are doing our duty. First thing is, you may say that there is a equality. So what is true equality? We say the Bhagavad Gita, Vina Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmane Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Shupakecha Pandita Samadarshina. He may, the Brahmavadis, Brahma Bhuta stage person may see everybody at equal platform, the dog, the brahmana, the elephant, but he may not treat them equally. Right? If somebody asks, if such a person, Brahmavadi, suppose he calls some brahmanas for lunch at his home, and if they couldn't come, then the brahmanas may say, oh, we are stuck in the traffic and somehow we couldn't come. And Brahmavadi says, I have cooked so many items for you, and how, what should I do with them? He may say, you are a Pandita Samadarshina, call some dogs or an elephant in your house, and that is equal. Is it equal? So, feeding food to every animal, that is alright, but feeding Brahmanas, you know that I may get a more pious active. Or suppose we take example that if the minister is coming to meet us, so we know that if minister comes before that, his PA makes the way for him, right? And we have a two garland, one is of a rose and one is of a gonda. And the person comes, first PA comes and he says, he wants to put the garland. He says, I am not a minister, whoever, for us you are same, government people. So will it do? We may see everybody equal, but we treat everybody differently, according to different status. So, for Kumaras, they may say that by their mystic power, they stunted their growth. They stayed at 5 year age. But for the world, they were the most, in the senior citizenship, they were the next to Brahma, isn't it? They were the oldest. So, and also, it is not a proper etiquette to come in front of the Lord naked. What to speak of Lord? Even any respectable person in the world, we don't go naked. So these are the reasons why Jai Vijay stopped Chatush Kumara. And the Lord also knew that this is right. So he came walking so that they should not enter. Okay, Jai Vijay stopped means now I have to make sure that Sanat Kumara, the Kumara should not enter. So he comes walking and of course Lord fulfills many things in one Leela. So he actually wanted to do so many things that first of all, being a host, the servant have done offense, that means I should take the offense. The responsibility goes to the master. So he wanted to apologize Kumaras for that, and he wanted to pacify the Kumaras that don't be angry, I am responsible for that. But Shukdev Goswami, while describing this scene of Lord coming with Lakshmiji and other Vaikunthavasis, he says, he chooses the word Swanam. So Jiva Goswami says Swanam, why he used the plural? So he says, there are two explanation. He says, if he wanted, Swanam is, the meaning of Swanam is my own people. So he gives an explanation that he wanted to tell Kumara that my own people have stopped you. So I will take responsibility on my head. Secondly, he says, we are at fault, then Swana means not only them, we all Vaikunthavasis have offended you. So he takes the, and another meaning he says that if you are at fault, unnecessary, because they are right that you are not properly welcome. So you have not only offended Jai Vijay, you have offended everybody, all the Vaikunthavasis, because we are living here as a one family. We are on the same page how to live here, but you have offended not them, to entire Vaikunthavasis. So in that he pacifies them, he glorifies Brahmana, that because of austerities of Brahmana I exist. But his externally he is favoring Brahmanas, I mean this Chatushkumaras, but internally he is giving Jai Vijay all support that yes, you, whatever you did was right. Eventually, when first time Chatushkumar takes darshan of Lord, they become mesmerized. Now, till now they are Aham Brahmasmi, they are in the Brahmananda. But when they see the personal form of the Lord, they become overwhelmed. How can such a beautiful person, how the person could be so beautiful? So their Brahmananda gets eclipsed by the personal beauty of the Lord. And then Shukdev Goswami describes that the fourth purpose of Lord was, he wanted to uplift Kumaras, he wanted to make them devotees. So there one thing happened. Tascharavinda Nayanasya Padaravinda Kinjalka Mishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayu. So in the Vaikuntha there is a air, Vayu. What he does? He carries the fragrance of the lotus feet of the Lord, Mishra, Kinjalka Mishra, so mixed with the Tulasi and Chandan. And he enters through the nostrils of Chatushkumar. So Jiva Goswami says that now air did not ask any permission from Chatushkumar, whether should I enter or not, because Swavivarena, Antagata Swavivarena means for Vayu it is natural gateway, nose is a natural gateway, it doesn't need any permission. And just as one enemy, if he want to capture a kingdom, what he will do? First of all, he will go and capture the heart, you know, that is the capital, and then he will plunder the whole city. Similarly, the air, what he did, he captured the heart. Antagata Swavivarana Chakaratesham Sankshobham Aksharadusham. Sankshobham means he started churning their heart with the spiritual emotions. And as the city was plundered, I mean the capital was plundered, eventually the external Api Chitta, Chitta means the heart, in being plundered, churning happened. The effects were seen on the externals, that is his body, their body. Api Chitta Tanavo. So immediately they were starting Kampa, Sveda, Ashru, and they were mesmerized by seeing, and they wanted to capture the Lord completely, but they couldn't. So Jiva Goswami further goes that when why they couldn't till now understood the Lord. Lord spoke so sweetly that, I am very sorry, you shouldn't be offended and all. They couldn't understand what he is saying because they were mesmerized. So, now, the Jiva Goswami goes further that how now Lord made them devotee. This has happened. So they have to come to the prema platform, then they will understand, they will become humble. So when these people, this Chatushkumara have changed their understanding, they immediately ask forgiveness from the Lord. And while doing that, they were meditating on Lord's form. So Jiva Goswami says, the word comes in the 15th chapter, 44th verse, Nidadhyu. Nidadhyu means meditation. So we know that when the meditation is the last thing, what, just like there is a verse that if we could meditate on Lord's lotus feet for a long time, that means a success. In the sense, all the past sinful activities will be gone, and actually that is the desired goal. So he says Nidadhyu means So Kumaras have manifested the anxiety, what will happen now? Because Lord is cheating us, we have done an offense. And now what will happen? We have offended Vaikunthavasi directly Lord. So that is called a Vaivichari Bhava stage, Chinta. So what is Chinta? So Chinta's definition is given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Ki dhyaye chinta bhavet ishta naapta anishta apti nirmitam. Definition of chinta is when there is a desirable object but you don't get and you get some undesirable object, then chinta happens. They came to see Lord on their own, let us see Lord. But what happened? In turn they offended the Lord. So the chinta happened. And then immediately the effects of the chinta has where shvasa adho mukha, their breathing started, they started heavily breathing. We have committed offense. Adho mukha, immediately before they were shouting, in the sense angrily cursed the Jaya Vijay, but now their face turned below. Adho mukha, bhulekha vaivaranyo, bhulekha means they started drawing on the earth, in the sense that ground. Vaivaranyo, their bodily hue changed. Nidrata iha vila uttapa. Nidra, they lost the sleep. These are the symptoms of one who is in anxiety about Lord. Vilapa, they started crying. And uttapa, their heat in the body increased. Krishtata bashpa. They became weak. And dainya dayo api. Dainya dayo api means they became humble. They started pitying their behavior. And in this particular meditation, they became humble. And now what happened? They achieved prema and they completely forgot their Brahmananda stage. And meeting the Lord became successful. But they didn't enter now to Vaikuntha. They came back and now they started serving their Guru. So Guru's order was, first order was to procreate. As we see that there are so many Brahmas, there are so many sons of Brahma, but all started working in procreation, but Narad Muni didn't. He started preaching. So similarly, Chatushkumar also became a preacher. So later we see as they came to Prithu Maharaja's sacrifice and preached to him, bhakti. There they glorify Lord's lotus feet, Lord's devotees. And one interesting thing Div Goswami gives from this particular episode is sudden change. As a equality, Brahmavad stage, they became angry for little sort of indifference, little tolerance, little insult they couldn't tolerate. And now they said to the Lord that we have committed a great offense to your servant. So now for this offense, even if we go to hell, we don't mind. Probably our prayers is that let our hearts be focused on your lotus feet. Let us speak only of your glories and let us only hear your glories from your pure devotees. So this is what is a complete change what happens when we follow the instruction of the spiritual master. So what we have in short, we'll conclude. The verse here says that if we serve the Guru sincerely, but our aspirations are worldly, temporary, then we may get, and we will get cheated. Just like, if we could not perfect our life in this lifetime, we may go to Swargaloka. Lot of time will go. So the point what I'm making is, in coming in connection with King will certainly benefit you. But that small benefit will not is actually actual benefit of you. So we should have a complete benefit of connection with the king. Similarly, the next verse says that actually what is the benefit of associating with, I mean coming in contact with the Guru. So that means knowing what he wants. And that if we follow, then we will not commit an offense and we will land up where we actually aspire for. So, once that statement Prabhupada gives that, however powerful we may become, we will never be powerful enough to disobey the order of spiritual master. I mean, we may, oh, now I may not follow my follow the order of my spiritual master, but still I can go back to spiritual world. No, the purport says that it is not possible. We can thus imagine the sincerity of purpose and service required to achieve Krishna Loka by serving the spiritual master. We'll stop here. If anybody has any question regarding this. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bhav. Thank you.